now on Money News, Talking Trade with Roger Montgomery. Thanks to H&H Financial Services for commercial loans, development finance and private equity.
Welcome back to the program. It is great to have Roger Montgomery from Montgomery Asset Management right here in the studio with me because we haven't seen each other for a few weeks face-to-face.
No.
Hi, Roger.
How are you? I'm well.
I'm very well. Now, Good. The market looked like it wanted to turn over at one stage as we were going into the profit reporting season.
Yes.
Now, today, it soars off like nobody's business.
Yes.
It looks like some of these earnings are going to surprise on the upside. I would be absolutely gobsmacked if overall these earnings are on the lower side. I think they'll be on the top side. The market probably, if it does fall off a little bit, is going to find some decent buying opportunities,
well,
maybe, Roger.
I think when we spoke a little while ago, I said that any dip in the market would be an opportunity because I believe that there's going to be... I talked about Janet Yellen, yes, who's the chairman of the Federal Reserve in the United States.
Yes.
And I said she's a dove, meaning she is not worried about inflation. She's not worried about asset bubbles. What she's worried about is growth. And she fears a repeat of the 1936 episode where the Fed raised rates too quickly and plunged the United States back into a second recession.
A double dip recession.
Correct. So she's a student of that. She's talked about that when she was chair of the Federal Reserve of San Francisco. And as a result, I firmly believe that she will keep low rates for longer. And so that was the first thing I said. Now, the Australian experience is a really interesting one because I actually think that I don't know how day to day, week to week, I don't know what share price is going to do. But I think in a year's time or 18 months' time, we're going to look back and we're going to think, wow, that was a long time ago. Look at prices where they are now. They're going to go a lot higher.
Okay. Have you got any reasons as to why this would happen?
I have three reasons for expecting that. Yeah.
Okay. Reason number one?
So reason number one is we have what is described as negative risk-free rate of return. So the real risk-free rate of return after inflation is negative. In other words, the return that you can get from investing in cash.
Or a government bond.
Yeah, well, cash, mostly cash because it's liquid and you can get it out straight away, right? It's the most liquid. That rate is 2.5% at the moment.
Yep.
And so after inflation, which is higher than 2.5%.
Which is 3% currently.
You get a -0.5% return.
So in other words, if you leave your money in the bank, your bank spending power is going backwards.
Your purchasing power is eroded, exactly.
Right.
And so that's exactly right. And so that's number one.
Number two?
Number two, very simple. Because of that, people's perception of risk changes. They're corrupted. And how do I mean they're corrupted? Well, they think a 4% yield or a 5% yield on an equity, on a share in the stock market, is a good relative return and therefore pile into stocks.
Which is the reason why every self-managed super fund has chased every yield-driven
Correct.
Stock in our market.
And you saw that.
And it's driven the share price
yesterday,
higher and the yields lower.
And now yesterday there was a company, McAleese Transport, which owns the Coutts haulage business.
Which had that horrendous accident up on Mona Vale Road.
And they're still in all sorts. You know, they're being investigated by Morrison Blackburn, or they were, and I'm not sure if they still are, but they're in all sorts of trouble. And yet they came out and said that their profit would be at the upper end of their range of forecasts that they'd previously given. Share price went up 32%. And so what you're seeing companies, their share prices are going up a lot in a short space of time because people are panicking and they fear missing out. So baby boomers, so number two, baby boomers are moving in to shares simply because the relative yield, and they're panicking about it because they're on the cusp of retirement, they need the income. Number three,
there's a danger there because if interest rates rise, those yield-based stocks are going to go down.
So
that's into the future.
So number three is there's a disproportionately large amount of cash because of the GFC, everyone moved into cash and they were scared of the stock market. So there's a lot more cash to come into the market.
So there are three reasons as to why you believe the stock market will continue to rise, notwithstanding the profits that the companies produce in this profit reporting period.
Correct. I think we'll see much higher prices.
And then at some stage, will it end in tears?
Yes, of course it always does.
It always ends in tears. There you go. Roger Montgomery, reading the fortunes, reading your palms, having a look into the crystal ball, which we always appreciate him doing right here on Money News. Roger, thanks for your time.
Pleasure, Ross.
Steve Price and Andrew Bolt are up next after the 8 o'clock news. We'll see you tomorrow night right here on Money News.